Blog Talk Radio.
There we go, baby. We're doing this. We're doing this, all my drinking buddies. Come on. It's almost Thirsty Thursday. Let's have some fun. Here we go. I have finally got my house phone back, everybody. This is how I like to do my show. The audio quality is better. Welcome to the Eric Terrell Show. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining us here on the Eric Terrell Show. All of you functional alcoholics, I'm going to go ahead and assume that every single person who's tuning into this episode is a functional alcoholic. I'm going to go ahead and assume that if you aren't, you drink a lot, a whole lot, enough. I think everybody drinks enough. You know, if you were to ask someone, how much do you drink? Well, I drink enough, enough for me, maybe not enough for you or for him or for her, but enough. I do it enough. What's enough? Can you measure enough? Listen here. The question is, and I'm going to answer this question for you in a second. Do you think you drink a lot, or do you drink a lot? Do you drink a lot? Not too much, because I'm not going to tell you what's too much. Do you drink a lot? I'm going to tell you whether or not you drink a lot. I'm going to tell you. First of all, let me say right off the bat that this episode is not about addiction. This is not about alcohol abuse. This is not about AA meetings. This is not about people who need help. Okay? This is about all of us normal people. All of us normal people who try our best and do our best to manage the thing that we love, this alcohol thing. Now, Bristol, Pennsylvania is where I'll be this weekend. I'm going to be featuring for, I apologize for the headliner who I'm featuring for, because I have no idea who you are. I don't know your name, but he's a good guy. Trust me, he's going to give, I'm clearly lying. I don't know who this guy is, but he's going to be good. I can't say, I'm terrible. Listen, come out. Come and see the show. It's going to be an awesome show this weekend at Bristol, 1320 Newport Road in Bristol, PA, at the Comedy Works Bristol Georgians Restaurant. My New York friends, I'll be at Caroline's on Broadway tomorrow night, which is September 22nd. Yeah, tomorrow night for Caroline's Presents. I'm excited about that. That'll be a really fun show. And I'll leave it there. The rest of these dates are too far in advance, but I think that's it. We had a great episode of the morning show this morning on Nick and Eric in the Morning with Councilwoman Cindy Bass. Councilwoman Cindy Bass joined us, and we talked about neighborhood safety and Philadelphia being a dangerous place and how to stay safe and the responsibility you have to keep your family safe. It's a very good show, I promise. It's a very, very good show. It's funny, you know, I talk about neighborhood safety in the morning with the councilwoman, and here I am in the evening talking about drinking with my friend Mike Logan. Mike Logan's my special guest. He'll be joining us in a few minutes, and maybe, my co-host will join me too. But wherever she is enjoying her life, I wish her Godspeed. So I'm going to answer your question. I'm going to answer your question right now, and we're kicking this thing off, okay? Do you drink a lot? I know you drink enough. I know. Do you drink a lot? Now, this is the Washington Post. Not me. This is official. This is real. These are real numbers. You understand? From the Washington Post, 30% of American adults don't drink at all. Of American adults do not drink at all. You understand? I know that number's higher than many of us thought it would be. I know I thought everybody drank is the right word. I thought we all drank, I know some people who don't drink, but I just thought they were weird. I didn't know they were a part of 30%. Apparently, they're only 20% from being average. If you think about it, I mean, 50% of American adults would be considered average. So they're doing well. They're doing well, and they're not too weird. They're not too weird. They're almost normal. 30% of American adults don't drink at all. Doesn't that make you feel bad about all the drinking you do? You're a part of 70%, 70 weak percent. Now I have a few more percents to introduce before my special guest comes on. But now we have Asia Downing.
We do. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Always a problem with technology. I love it and I hate it. As long as
No, it's all good. It's all good. I can't wait to get your reaction on this, Asia, as well as my special guest. We're going to. Oh, you're on the road, Asia. That was a beeping horn. I heard that.
Oh no,
I heard it.
Not on the road anymore. It's a car. I don't know what's going on outside. I'm here. I'm safe on the ground, walking, moving.
Okay. Okay. Listen, Asia. I want you to hear this because this is wild. You're going to be happy that I said this. Okay. 30% of American adults do not drink. That's what I just said. Now another 30% consume on average less than one drink a week. You understand that?
Oh wow. Yeah.
That's right. 30% of American adults do not drink. Another 30% drink one drink a week. So they have one drink every week. Now,
just one? That's it?
Just one. This is astonishing. 60%. That makes 60% of American adults that drink one drink a week or less. Okay? So
that's
apparently
crazy. I'm sorry.
Apparently, yeah, 60%. 60%. Now, apparently, there's 40% left, and my listeners all fit into this 40%. Most 90% of my listeners fit into this 40%. My special guest does. I do. You do, Asia. Now, now just know that, okay? 30%, not at all. Another 30, one a week or less. Now, on the other hand, the top 10% of American adults, which represents 24 million adults, 10% consume on average 74 drinks per week.
Oh, that sounds a little bit, yeah. I don't know where I fall. That's like, I don't know.
That's right. Well, you probably fall in the last 30% because this 10% is the worst of them all. Now, this 10% represents what we call functional alcoholics. They drink 74 drinks a week, which is a little more than 10 drinks a day. These are 10% of adults. These are normal people. These are not people who are addicted to alcohol. These are not people who go to AA meetings. These are one out of every 10 people you see every day is tipsy. 10%, okay? Now keep into account that by American adults, we do mean, for lack of a better term, old people. So they probably represent a bulk of the 60% that drink one drink a week or less. And I would assume that a bulk of the 10% that are functional alcoholics are all in their 20s or 30s. We're all young. We're all doing way too much. And I say we, but I'm not one of them. I'm not that bad. I'm not that bad. I am not that bad. I know that. Now, what do you think? I have some other interesting things from this article on Washington Post, and I'll share it with whoever wants it because it's funny and it's accurate. But before we get to my guest, Asia, what say you?
You know what? Like myself, young brother, enjoy occasional alcoholic beverage. I know that's how I get older, that it isn't crazy to drink throughout the week. You know, I'm not talking about hard liquor. So when you say alcohol, I'm thinking like a beer or two after work or like a glass of wine or like, hey, maybe the whole bottle of wine, but it's okay.
Maybe. Why not? Maybe.
Maybe. Is it maybe? It's easy. It's easy to do. You will have a headache, but this 74 drinks a week. That's crazy. And I find it, and it's funny, but it's not funny. A lot of people, you know, throw the term, you know, alcoholic around. Like my aunts and some of my family and friends, like, if you're alcoholic, you're always drinking or drink that. I'm not the alcoholic. This 10% here. I'm going to tell people this. Like, this is my backup story. I'm not an alcoholic. These people are the alcoholics. Like, my boyfriend, he works at a liquor store right now. And he tells me, you know, that sometimes when they open, I didn't even know they open at 8:30 in the morning, but there are people waiting in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I've seen it.
They have regulars, you know? Like, but alcoholism, I'm trying to make my jokes, but all jokes aside, alcoholism can get to a real serious thing because when you're drinking that amount, what are you doing for the rest of the day? Because I know when I get, you know, a little tipsy during the day, that's hard enough. Like, I don't know, day drunk is totally different from night drunk. If you're drinking before noon, you need a nap. Like, you have to eat and start over again.
Yeah.
So it's not, you can't really function as a person, as an alcoholic. Like, I'm reading Girl on the Train right now. She's a recovering alcoholic.
Yeah.
You know, they can't function. Like, have to have a drink before they go to work. And sometimes I personally have a family member that has, you know, had an alcoholic problem going into work at the wrong time because of the time of day. Like, say, going in at 6 p.m., thinking it's 6 a.m. Like, there are real people out there with alcoholic problems. It's not just like they need it, they crave it, they drink it to the point where they black out and they do things that they're not supposed to do. So for that amount, even at 10%, that's too high. Like, there are a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, this is so funny. Now, you and I, Asia, we fit into, and I think most of my listeners actually fit into the final 30%. And I do not have data for the final 30% because it's spread out across so many different patterns of drinking. But I would say that you and I specifically, and maybe most of my listeners, probably drink. I would say somewhere in the middle. I mean, obviously not one a week, obviously not 74 a week, but I would say maybe 20.
You know, right. I was trying to calculate in my head. Even if I had one a day, that wouldn't be bad. So if you do, you know, a double, you know, maybe triple, quadruple on the weekend, then yeah, I could see us being in the middle, the half. I'll say the half. I'd be like 20, 30 a week because
Definitely. And I'm going to I'm going to want you to chip in with our special guest. He's going to be joining us right now. This is a one of my favorite white people, as I try not to say, because they can't say that about us, I don't think. But he is one of my favorite white people, and I can't say this about everybody. One of my favorite comedians, okay? One of my favorite people, period. He hosts a podcast called Logan Does Podcast, okay? And we've been trying to do an episode of the Eric Terrell Show for quite a minute, and we've been trying to do it about functional alcoholism. My man, Mike Logan, what's happening, bro?
Hey, man, what's up?
What's going on? How you feeling? I'm sorry we took a while getting to you.
No, that's fine. I was just listening. I was just counting all the people that I knew that would drink 70 drinks a week.
Yeah. It's funny because Asia mentioned being drunk and alcoholism, and those are two things that I think these people are not, because these people aren't alcoholics. That's first and foremost. We're not talking about alcoholics today. That's not what this show's about. It's not about addiction. That's a much more serious topic.
See, I don't know. I disagree with you. I think that that 10%, they have to be alcoholics, because there's no way that you could physically drink that much without it being something you need to do. Think about how many glasses of water you drink a day. And then compare that to how many glasses of alcohol that has to be to get up to 10 drinks a day.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Asia said that some of these people wait outside of the liquor store, right? Like when the liquor store opens at 8:30 a.m. Now, those people might be alcoholics, but are those people these people? I mean, these people who drink 74 drinks a week, 10 drinks a day, are people that I believe have real jobs, people who have real demands, people who get up in the morning and go fly a plane like Denzel Washington in Flight, or save people from crime, like a police officer. These kind of people that you don't know drink. I mean, first of all, they may go to happy hour every day. A lot of people, like Asia said, have a glass of wine every night. That's just something that they do. And with every meal that they have a little drink. They have a little drink with every meal. And I don't think they're ever really drunk.
Right.
If you know what I mean. You know, because their drunk is not our drunk, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's hard to get drunk when you have work the next day, but if you just convince yourself that two beers is okay, then suddenly two beers is okay, and you can have two beers and you're not drunk.
Right.
Think about all the comedy shows that we go to. We go to the show, we go to one every night, and we'll have maybe we'll have a drink, maybe we'll have two drinks, maybe we'll have none. But that's what it is. It's just you're here, you're going to have two drinks, and then you're going to go home.
Yeah. So, within the next few minutes, if you can, just give us your story as it relates to drinking and being a functional alcoholic. Because I think we've considered you a functional alcoholic, but I don't think you were that bad though. You weren't the 10%. You weren't 74. You were probably 50, right?
Yeah, I could probably hit 20 in one night, all together, and then I would just wake up and do that the next night. But I would only really do it on the weekend. Yeah, that's the thing, is I would sleep from 3 till 5 and then just wake up, and then the sun's down, there's nothing to do, so might as well start drinking again. And then, you know, you work all the way up to Sunday. So you just do that twice a week, and that gets you about 40, 50 drinks a week. I did that for about 3 years straight, maybe four, and then I kind of completely lost my mind for a while there, and I had to go back and forth, and through the past couple years, I've been bouncing back and forth between not drinking at all or drinking like it's the end of the world, and now I've kind of mellowed out. Like, now I get it. Now I kind of understand I understand the point of having only three drinks. I understand the point of not getting so drunk you fall down. Like, I get it now. Because, like, I got shit to do tomorrow. But, like, back then, I didn't have anything to do. And I think that's why so many people get caught up in it, is because, like, there's just nothing else to do. Like, that was the thing we did.
Yeah.
We would go to the party, we'd go to the club, and we'd spend 3 hours pre-gaming. We'd spend 3 hours getting drunk to prepare to go somewhere to get drunk.
Yeah.
And we got really, really good at it. Until eventually, like, everything for me just kind of fell apart. And then I was, you know, back and forth between it for a while. And you know, so that pretty much brings us up to speed. I don't think I'm ever going to quit completely, because that would be ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. It would be. Yeah. Now, so tell us more before we get into the numbers again and get into some more things that relate to everyone when it comes to drinking. Tell us more about when you hit that wall, when you said you kind of lost your mind. And this is why I still don't believe you or anyone else who fits into that 10% is really an alcoholic, because I think people in this 10% rehab themselves. They don't need help, if you know what I mean. Because they in a weird way, they know exactly what they're doing. So, but you did say you kind of lost your mind before you said, okay, I'm not going to have any drinks for a while.
Well,
and what was that like? What was that moment
that,
like?
It actually had nothing to do with drinking. I had actually taken a break from drinking, and I had started smoking weed every day, and then I went through like a heavy, heavy, heavy depression, and I would come home. That was like when it was almost a problem. Like, I would come home, I would drink 4 beers, I wouldn't eat dinner, I'd smoke a whole bunch of weed, and then I'd fall asleep. And that went on for like 4 weeks. And then eventually one day my brain just broke. And I went through like, I was committed, and then I was out, and then I was committed again, and I was in all kinds of medication and therapy. And eventually what they told me was, and I knew it was bullshit, but I decided to believe them anyway, was that, you know, if you ever drink again, or smoke again, or do anything, you know, psychotic like hallucinogens or coke or anything, so, like, you could probably go crazy again. And I knew they were lying about the booze part. I knew they were lying about
right.
it. Because that's not how it works. I know how it works. Trust me, I've drank a lot more than you, lady, who doesn't drink. Like, I fucking get it. It blows my mind how many therapists are just, like, they will, like they don't get it. Like, they don't get why drinking is such a great thing. And they're just like, oh, yeah, I never drink. I'll go out. I'll have, like, one drink, and I'll come back. I'm like, yeah, well, fuck you. Like, normal people can't live like that. We're not all weird
right.
and well-adjusted like
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, we're not like you. We're not like you.
Yeah,
like,
we're not like you.
Yeah, we're not them. I mean, it's not that we're hooked. It's not that we're addicted. We just, I mean, that's just, it's just how we function.
I
but
mean, like,
we do
if,
function.
I mean, think about it like this. Like if you go out every night and you drink enough that you get, like, just a little, like, you get, like, that, I feel good, you know. If the song's going to come on, I'd probably move a little bit to it. I wouldn't go crazy, but I feel okay. I feel pretty good. Everything's okay right now. You can get that
right.
same feeling from eating, like, 4 pieces of pizza. It's not the exact same, but it's a similar,
yeah.
and you know, and it's not any better for you. That amount of fucking cheese and grease and fucking shitty pizza dough, it's all bad for you. No part of alcohol
yeah.
is good for you, except for the, you know, the part where it goes in your body. That's the best part. But when it gets processed and all of it, like that, none of that is good for you. And it's the same thing with people who like overeat or only eat Chinese food or only eat pizza. It's just, it's a thing that we like to do, and if we did it a whole bunch, it could probably kill us, but we're not going to do it that much, so it's probably fine. So leave us alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Adrian. The happy medium.
I heard you.
No, I was just agreeing with him. I'm saying it's a happy medium. Like, people think we're doing it too much, but, like, I take a break every now and then. Like, I'll switch it up. If I'm drinking a lot of liquor, which I never used to drink wine or beer. It was just straight liquor, like, the whole 4 years of college. I was like, oh, I can't wait to get some liquor. Or, like, oh, I don't start class till noon tomorrow. I'll have a drink or two. But I feel like everything is cool in moderation. Like, I still have a job. I still have plenty of jobs. I do my job, right? And I can still get drunk and, you know, not wake up till 2 p.m. the next day. But it's because I'm off work. Like, I feel like you should be responsible. I say you drink responsibly. Like, I'm not jumping in my car and driving 30 minutes away after I've had, like, 8 shots, or I'm not calling off work because I have a hangover. Like, sometimes it happens. Sometimes you got to go to work with a hangover. But, like, I do what I have to do. So,
yeah.
And a lot of people, I think a lot of people do think that there's, like, that thin line between, like, alcoholism and drinking a lot of alcohol. I could probably drink a lot more than a lot of other women my size and my age. So just because I am taking 4 shots and be like, oh, my gosh, she's going to be drunk, she's going to be falling asleep. Like, no. I know my limits. I know the type of liquor that affects me. Like, now that we're getting older, I feel like we experiment a little more on the whole drinking side. Like, okay, now I know that I'll be okay with, you know, I could take, like, 6 shots of vodka, but I can only take 1 shot of tequila. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you know your way around to that. So it's you can, I think you can function and drink as much as you want as long as you are responsible and you know your limits and you know what different things are going to do. Like, if you're just going out every night, like, ooh, let's try this, and ooh, let's try that, and let's see what happens in the morning. Like, don't do that.
right. Let's see what happens in the morning.
Let's see what happens. It's never a good thing to say when you're going.
right.
Like, raising your glass. Yeah. We're not going to toast to that. Like,
the
night. Yeah, let's see what happens. And then,
I think the good drinkers are never in a place where they're like, oh, we'll see what happens. They do it every single weekend or every single night. It's a drinking pattern. It's not drinking more than they've ever drank before. That's when you say, "Oh, we'll see what happens." But you know what's going to happen if this is what you do.
Right.
If you stay, you know what's going to happen, and it's not going to be good.
Right. It's always a bad outcome. I'm actually more afraid for the people that don't drink as much, because when they do, and then especially when they get around me, I'm probably going to peer pressure you, and you're going to be pressured into it, and you're going to try to keep up. And just, you know, you're that one person that has that one a week, that one glass of Moscato.
Oh, yeah, it's over for them.
And it's bad. I'm afraid for you. I'm feel better going into the battlefield knowing I could take, you know, 10 bullets from our vest, but you just going in there and you run and you break your ankle.
I can fight.
You're done.
I can fight. I'll throw it on TV. I can fight. I'm good. Yeah. Yeah, you know, so what do you think? What do you think, Mike, are the biggest lessons that you've learned from all the drinking, whether it be about drinking habits or just a life lesson, whatever. What do you think are the biggest lessons?
It eventually gets to a point where you're like 4 beers in and you're like, all right. Do I want to be an animal for the rest of the night and a piece of shit tomorrow? Or do I want to, like, wake up and, like, make pancakes? And that is kind of like everybody has that moment in their life. And once you start to make the pancakes decision, you start to pull away from spending all night drinking. Like, I used to drink from 9 to 3. Now I drink from 11 to 1. Like, it's just, you know, I want to get up and make.
Believe it or not, that's
pancakes. Like,
that's a phenomenal change, too. I mean, that's 4 whole hours.
Now, I mean, there are times when I'll start at brunch and end at midnight brunch, you know, or whatever you want to call that. You know, I did that a couple weeks ago. That was terrible. I don't ever want to do it again. But I did it. And that was the other thing, is that, like, when I did it, everybody was really proud of me. That was the weird part. Was like, oh, man, you've been drinking for 12 hours. I'm like, yeah. They're like, you're a champion. I'm like, don't call me that.
Yeah, no, I remember one day when you told me you weren't drinking at all for a while.
Yeah.
And I looked at you.
I was sober for like a year and a half.
Jesus.
I don't know what the fuck
Christ.
I was doing. I have no idea what I was doing. I don't know how I told my parents. I can't remember anything. It's garbage.
You can't remember anything from your sober period.
Yeah. The only way I can remember something is from blackout drunk.
Wow.
The reverse. And that's how functional you are. It's almost like you don't need it to function, but it's almost like you function a little better when you can just do that.
Just a couple. Just a couple. I feel okay. I feel good. And then, you know, I strike out and I go home.
Yeah, believe it or not, there are so many of us that when we say, yeah, a couple, we mean a couple.
A couple. we mean two.
Like Asia said, we know the limit. We say we're going to have five drinks. We're going to have five drinks. We know what five drinks
not,
will do.
Not a shot more, not a sip more. Like, when I say no, I'm serious. I'm like, no, I'm not going to be able to find my
move.
Leave me alone.
I think that's a sign of maturity when you have other things to do besides drink that affect your drinking to a point where you're like, oh, I want to get up and do something tomorrow, so I'm going to set this limit of I'm only going to drink four drinks. So then that way when I wake up, I don't feel like garbage.
Right.
Yeah.
And that
once
you get to that point, then you really start to enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because recreational, like, I remember in college, like, you just – I would never say no. They'd be like, hey, you want to drink? Sure. I don't have the money by my own. But since you're offering, I'm going to drink it. Wow. Every time you tell me, do you want another one? I'm going to say yes because it's free.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to tell you. I got to tell you, that's a lot easier. It's a lot easier to say no to a drink for women than it is for a man, because you guys get so much practice in saying no to drinks, but men aren't offered drinks. like when someone offers me alcohol, I will admit that's when I have a problem. That's definitely.
I can't look you in
free
the
alcohol.
Eye and say, no, I don't want to share this happiness with you. Like, it's just as rude.
Right. Who am I to say no? Who am I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you
want to buy me 80 drinks a week, well, maybe I will become an alcoholic.
Then it's not really.
Right? Is it?
Yeah. Right. That's good. Listen, Mike, I appreciate you so much. The time passes by so fast on this show, and we squandered a little bit before you got here. But I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you.
Hey, no problem, man. I enjoyed it.
My man. Oh yeah, that's it. We're gonna do this again about something just as fun, but something different. Okay, love is the most important thing, my people. Love the way I love Mike, the way I love Asia. Love yourself, love other people, love the truth, and love love. It's not hard to love love. All you've got to do is love God, because God is love, and God did it. Okay. Listen, we appreciate y'all. Bottoms up, people.